life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain.
You are listening to Dynamite in the Brain with Brian Smith and Anthony Askew. Tonight's episode, Autumn Anime Preview.
Woo.
And it's just us. So once again, like we did last season, we're going to go through every single thing that, as far as I know, is coming out in October. I don't think there's any. I think there's a few things which still don't have dates, so there's question marks over them as to whether they're actually coming out or not. So I think I may miss them off the list just to keep it short by six items. And these are roughly in order of when they're appearing, when they'll come out.
Ah, that's what the... Because I was looking at the order, I was thinking, Brian, this is a bit lazy for you. You usually...
No.
But this, the organisation, I like that.
Yeah, it's not quite good fully because I didn't sort them by time, but...
For the hour in terms of... Right, exactly. That's fine.
But no, it's just so for Let's Go, I can keep an eye on what things which week are starting.
Yeah.
Okay, so first up, we've got our first sequel, and there'll be a lot of them, as well as a lot of shows about bands. So first up, though, is Gintama. Full stop. The sixth season of Gintama.
Oh, it's actually got a full stop in the...
I believe so, yes.
Oh.
In the actual title.
Is that something it's always had? Because I never changed.
I think it's changed. I think it's changed here and there. I don't think it matters on Crunchyroll. No. I think they're all just listed under Gintama.
Gintama, yeah.
So I thought last season was going to be the last one, but apparently not.
Well, it's still huge, isn't it? It's still...
It is, and I don't know how much of this is material from the comic and how much of it will be... original material, because I think they went heavy with stuff from the comic last season, so they may go light on that this season. But anyway, I won't be watching it because I'm way behind.
See, I feel like I could jump in and probably pick up enough to get by, but nah, I've lasted this long and I'll keep on lasting. I would watch the films, though. That's the only way I will ever ingest this series is through the films, I would imagine, at this point.
Okay, next up, also based on a comic, is My Marriage Interview Partner is a Student, Strong and a Problem Child. I'm going to say it won't have that title because nobody will pick it up. Because it's the... Nice. I believe it's in the same slot, and I can't remember what it was called. It was the one about the horny monk. So it's women's erotic manga getting short adaptations where there'll be multiple versions. This time only two versions, one TV, one web version.
Would you be watching either version?
No, I watched the first episode of the first thing and it was very poorly animated. Anyway, so this is apparently about a teacher who is entered into an arranged marriage with one of her students. She's like, this is terrible. I'm going to try and discourage this boy, but he's not interested. He is too interested. He's not interested in being discouraged.
Right.
So there you go.
And that's it. It just oozes the kind of thing I would never, ever watch, ever.
Well, you're not the target audience, let's be fair.
Me?
No, you're not the target audience.
Oh, you're not? I thought you said you are.
No, you're not an adult woman, so.
True. Anything where the title's too long like that as well, I think it's a bit of a giveaway sometimes.
Well,
tell me a damn good show which has had a super long title.
Nothing springs to mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, which will be on Crunchyroll apparently, and that is Juni Taisen Zodiac Wars. This is based on a novel. And it is from the mind of Nisio Eason, the guy who did those Monogatari novels.
Well, this is on my radar.
Okay.
Zodiac, not because of that aspect.
Zodiac-themed warriors must fight one another, because that's the sort of thing that happens in these sort of novels.
Yeah. I mean, it's got cat girls in it, which isn't an exclusive reason as to why I'm watching it, but it's just the trailer I watched, it didn't look completely terrible. And I'm kind of, I quite like Battle Royale things if the characters are cool enough or interesting enough that you, and if they're killing people off that you care about, you know, if they do it in a good enough way where I care that somebody gets killed off, it might be worth a peep.
You see, that's exactly the sort of thing I'm no longer interested in.
Yeah. See, I like those twists, you know, you think two of them are friends, but they're not, and the other kills another, and maybe I'll just go and watch the Battle Royale film instead. Save a bit of time.
Yeah. next up, Osomatsu-san, Mr. Osomatsu 2.
How long has it been since Series 1?
Ooh.
2 years? Or is it three? No. Can't be three.
Let me have... It was the last season wrapped up in the first 3 months of 2016.
Oh, it feels like much, much longer since it was on.
So it'll only be a year and a half.
Oh.
But you've also had that one-off special for the promoting the horse racing.
Right. No, it feels like ages to me.
And also the replacement episode for the one which they couldn't put on the DVD release.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's back. It's Yuichi Fujita. It's the show which is getting his full attention. He's only supervising Classicaloid, and I assume he's doing similar on Gintama. I couldn't see for sure. And so, yeah, I'm wondering which he's going to do, a Your Name parody first, Osomatsu or Gintama.
Well, either one. It'll be going down in my books. I'll be parodying.
Haybot got there first.
It did. See, I want to watch this, but I don't think it would be the kind of thing I would watch week to week. I'd rather just see what you were saying on Twitter about each episode and think, maybe that humor's for me. Maybe that one's not. Because I liked Series 1, but not every episode was my cup of tea, shall we say. But when it did hit the spot, it was really good.
Obviously, I'll be watching this, and we'll probably be watching it for Let's Go,
assuming
that it's not a disaster out the gate.
Seems, it can't be.
No,
surely.
It seems very unlikely. It's all, as far as I can tell, it's everybody back from the previous production. It's just I think the question will be, will it just do the same sketches they did before, or will they come up with new stuff? And I'm guessing they'll come up with new stuff because they did for the horse racing thing. So the horse racing.
I would prefer to see that rather than milking old gags and stuff.
Yeah,
fresh out the bat, reset the universe.
Well,
which I'm sure they could probably make an episode just on that.
I'm sure they'll do some old stuff and they'll do some new stuff, because that was the good thing about the first series, was it was always coming up with new stuff as it went along. It kind of worked almost like a sketch show.
Yeah.
Where these were your performers in the sketch show. Mm-hmm. Next up, another sequel, Idolmaster Cinderella Girls Theatre, second season. This is based on a Idolmaster gag manga, I do believe. I have not seen the first season. I don't think I'll be seeing the second season.
Yeah. Me neither.
Then we've got Aiseki Mogul Girl, a show involving luridly coloured stop-motion rabbit creatures. And this
looks a bit scary.
Yeah.
To be honest.
And it's from staff who did Peeping Life and Good Good Fairies.
Will you be watching this? Because this strikes me as the kind of thing that you...
Oh, yeah.
Not even secretly like, just that you like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If this is on Crunchyroll, it's getting watched.
Yeah, I watched about 3 seconds of the trailer and thought, I don't know, it's got like a creepy feel about it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's that stop motion animation where the bodies are stop motion, but the mouths are CG animated. Which I think people tend to do a lot nowadays, just to cut the time down.
Mm-hmm.
But the character designs they're almost like, closest thing I can think of is like the banana splits in terms of the shape and how weirdly coloured and shaggy they look. We shall see. We'll see if it crops up. Weirder stuff has cropped up, so. And it is from Peeping Life people and Good Good Fairies people, and their stuff does get on Crunchyroll quite often. Next up, Black Clover. Definitely confirmed for Crunchyroll, has been for a long time. It's based on the fantasy comic about young wizards protecting their kingdom from threats within and without.
Can't wait.
I love the comic. Everything I see about the anime makes me think I'm not going to like the anime.
It doesn't look terrible. It doesn't look as good.
No, that's the problem.
As the manga, but it's... I'm really excited. I want to go in and really enjoy this. I won't be too harsh on it because I want something that I love, and this might be it. If it's anything like the manga, which it should be.
Yeah, it looks quite like it. But yeah, it's the character designs really aren't as charming as in the comic, I think. They've lost a lot of the charm, I thought. Okay, next up, based on a visual novel, our first one of the night, it is Sengoku Nightblood. All about a harem of pretty werewolf boy samurais.
Yeah. Initially, I thought, oh, I'll check out the trailer. If they're like wolf, like, you know, badass wolf boys, but they're not. They're pretty, as you say, and I can see this being quite popular, you know. I can see all that target audience going crazy for these boyos. But I won't be. Will you?
No. It's a visual novel. I don't think... none of the visual novels we'll be mentioning have any of my interest.
Oh, it's a shame.
It's not a surprise, though.
No.
Okay, next up, another comic adaptation. It is... I'm assuming it's called UQ Holder, not Uck Holder.
I like Uck better.
So it's a Ken Akamatsu manga being adapted, a sequel to his Negama comic. And the trailer makes sure that you see all the female leads in Hot Springs. And watching it, I was like, I'm sure they've just traced scenes from Love Hina with the character designs. With his new character designs. Because it's like it's like the body language seems almost straight out of Love Hina. Maybe it's just Ken Akamatsu's comic. He only has so many characters that he just recycles, puts different faces on. Anyway, it looks terrible.
Well, it sounds like they've pulled the best bits in the trailer. This ain't going to get watched, is it?
No. I don't know who's going to watch this. I assume Negama fans long... When was that last?
That's what I was thinking.
Must be a decade old.
Let's have a look. I was thinking that's old tat. 2006. It didn't start in 2006, but that's when the last episode aired, so... Or that was an OVA, whatever else. But either way, too long ago. The ship has sailed.
Yeah, no interest. However, I do have interest in the original... Is original the right word? Probably not. The original anime, CG anime, Infinity Force. About a harem of pretty superhero boys, as opposed to the werewolf samurais.
Is this the CGI one?
This is the CGI one. This is... So the female lead appears to be a bit like Penny Crayon, in that she seems to have a magic pencil.
Oh, I didn't... Maybe I just wasn't watching properly. I didn't pick up on that.
And she's surrounded by leads from Kashin, Tekkaman Blade, Gatchaman, and Hurricane Polymark. However, I don't know if they are exactly the same characters from those original series, because I think some of them have got different names or slight variations on the original names. So I'm not entirely sure what's going on there.
Is it a case of that she draws them?
That's what
from
I
her
was
own
wondering.
Imagination, and then they kind of come to life.
Because the villains are also weirdly mismatched in character designs.
Yeah. It looks too... I don't like the CG. The main villain guy...
He looks like a chemistry teacher.
Exactly. And then the other villain is like something completely out of this world. With like a huge plume of hair and... Yeah, I just don't like the look of the CG, but on paper it sounds good.
I'm okay with the CG in this.
Ah, nah.
Compared to some other stuff we'll get to. I don't think it's the best CG. We'll also get to that. But I'd say it looks better than, say, Aged or...
Yeah.
Blame or those stuff.
Yeah, I would agree with that aspect. But I don't know, I just don't know whether I'm... At first I was like, oh, I'm ready for this. Because I like the look of the suits and like how they work, but... Then that chemistry teacher guy and just he came on and ruined it. He looks so bland.
See, I quite liked the idea of a guy dressed like that. So basically he's just dressed in a suit and he's got a V-neck sweater underneath his jacket. He's wearing a tie, but he's sitting in this golden throne or something.
He's a normal person.
Yeah, I'm like, what's going on? Actually. Is the thing. It's got me hooked in me wanting to know how are these character designs? What is the situation?
Mm.
Yeah, and obviously they're fairly confident in that they've already announced a film.
Really?
Yes, for next year.
So where has this came from? What's
it's Tatsunoku? Is it? I think it might be. Are they doing it for a
like an anniversary? Or?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Hmm. Oh, well, if they're making a film, it can't be terrible. Well, it could be, but popular terrible.
I just wonder if they'll introduce other Tatsunoko characters down the line as well as those four, mm-hmm. where they will see a speed racer type.
Oh, see, that kind of thing will be, if they've got that freedom, it could prove quite interesting. But I'll let you watch this one, and you can let me know if I would like it or not.
Yep. Then we've got Ami Iro Koku series, Amicon, 2! I believe this is a sequel. It's shorts, I believe, and I'm guessing it's not about booking bad extravaganza in too small a room.
Damn it.
Yeah, no idea. Not going to watch it. It's a sequel to something I've not seen before.
No.
Then we've got, based on the Crunchyroll web manga, it is Urahara. I can't remember what the comic's called. It's not called that. It's called something else. Anyway, three girls defend Harajuku from alien invaders. I didn't realise it was a comic until I read an interview about it on Anime News Network. So I was like, I have Crunchyroll manga. How are they not telling me what's on this?
You'd think they would like ram this down your throat if it's their own... It's called Park, Harajuku Crisis Team.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the webcomic's called.
I've not read it.
No.
This was things where I saw the production art. I thought that looks quite nice. Then I watched the trailer. I was like, oh, that is nowhere near as good as the production art. It looks too soft, I would say the animation does.
Too soft?
Mm. Yeah, it's like... I don't know how to describe it. It's like the it's almost like they're not quite sharp enough character designs on the screen
to stand out from everything else.
Yeah.
Whereas, so you're right what you say about the art. The art looks exciting.
Yes, that's what I thought.
And then really exciting.
The animation didn't live up to the production art.
What a shame.
No, so, yeah. If it's got a buzz, I might check it out, but I'm not going to check it out. I'm not going to generate the buzz myself.
Yeah.
Because there are so many things I definitely want to watch.
Yeah, there's a lot this this season.
Yeah.
A lot.
Then we've got a thing based on a comic called Konohana Kitan, where some fox yokai running in.
Is it a comic? Because on paper, like just that premise, I was thinking, oh, that could be something for Brian, if it's a humorous gag style.
Didn't look humorous.
No, it doesn't.
No. It looked bad.
Okay. Not for me, then.
Nope. Then we've got a short. This one is an anniversary. It's the 50th anniversary for Humanoid Monster Bem. Has got a gag anime called Oritacha Yokai Ningen. I don't know what the plot is. If it shows up on Crunchyroll, I'll probably watch it. And then I shall probably be disappointed, because little production materials I've seen for it don't ugly. Really look that hot, yes.
No, it's yeah. Looks like a fan art project for something else.
Yeah, it really looks like a fan art project for humanoid monster Ben. Bem, sorry.
Bem.
Bem, as a bug-eyed monster.
Oh, is that what it stands for?
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're going for.
Hmm.
So, next up, our first, second band anime, because we had the Idolmaster one earlier. It's Suki Pro the Animation, a CG boy band anime. And I'm trying to remember which one this one is, because there's another one.
Is this a good CG one?
Oh,
or the...
okay, I know what this one is. This one is this the one? Oh, maybe I'm getting it mixed up with something else. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, I think I am getting mixed up with another one later on. Anyway, it appears to be about four different boy bands.
Boy band or boy band members?
Boy bands.
Oh. Turf war.
Judging by this poster with... because they're colour-coded. It looks like there's a massive amount of characters in this show.
So not for me.
Suki Pro Talent Agency gets TV anime about four of its musical groups.
Oh, so it's a real talent agency.
Yes, but I don't think the bands are real
bands. Oh, now that would have been good. Or, well, better. It would have been better. Hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, don't really know what's going on here. I'm not really interested anyway.
No.
Righty-ho. Then we got Osake wa Fufu ni Nate Kara. I don't know if this... I assume it didn't have an English name when I looked, because otherwise I'd have written it in, as I've done on some of these. So this is about a husband and wife who like to get drunk. Or a wife and husband, because I think that should be the correct order, because I believe the wife is the main character. I believe Niall, if he was here, would tell us that he was looking forward to watching this.
Oh, really?
But his computer has died, so he's not.
No. Well, yeah. Can't ever watch it now.
No.
Why is he looking forward to this? I don't understand. I like the idea. Now look at a picture of like the characters, I think, oh, nah. It's going to be too light-hearted drunken shenanigans. Not that I would want them going around causing trouble, but I don't know. It depends on the style of humour, whether it's really cutesy or if it's got a bit of a rude streak kind of thing. You know, I want a bit... Nah, I don't know whether it's for me. What's Niall thinking? Where's he... See, he can't even defend himself.
I could have got that wrong, and he's just not interested in it at all.
But... I hope it's great. So you can mock me at a later date. It'd be funny.
Then we've got another sequel. Food Wars, The Third Plate.
So has there been a second series of Food
there
Wars?
There has, yes.
Oh, I didn't even realise.
Yeah, it's one of these ones where they take breaks rather than come up with filler.
I see. This is the kind of thing where I will never... I liked what I read of the manga, but I don't think I need to ever watch it or ever read it again. The cuisine looks fantastic, always, but that's about it. I don't know what more it brings to
me. Well, it brings sex to
the third plate. Does it?
Yes, because people's clothes fly off when they have their orgasmic.
Well, there's that. Which I just feel once you've seen a couple of them, you've seen them all.
But yeah, that is what it's bringing to the party.
Maybe I'm just not its target audience.
No, I gave up reading the comic as well. And the animation can't live up to the line, the artwork of the comic.
The so. Sex.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, well, the, yes. the manga looks great. But like, yes. Those sketches
of the
guy stood bollock naked.
And the people going bollock naked.
Yeah, they look great.
It gives people... what it's setting out to deliver, it delivers with aplomb in the comic. I don't think it quite lives up to it.
Mm.
If it managed to do it in the anime, if it was like so over the top and hit the same over the top marks that the comic does, I think it would have worked for me better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not good enough to watch.
No.
Next on the list I've got is something called Just Because, which is apparently an original high school animation, if such a thing is possible.
What does that mean?
It means it's not based on a comic or a book.
All right, okay. Game.
Someone actually decided to write something that generic just for anime.
Too dull. Too dull for me.
Yep, that's ditto. I don't care about school kids unless they're anarchic in some way. Okay, yeah, this is the thing I had in mind when you mentioned about the Zodiac fighting thing. Of like, what if people die? So anyway, King's Game, the animation, where it asks the question, what if bad things happened at a school?
This is on my list.
There you go.
Oh no, we did no. Is this one? Is it this one? Is there another thing with a very similar title?
No, that swings to mind. So this is the one where a kid goes to this new school and gets involved in some sort of dark and malicious take on the King's Game.
Oh yes, this is the one I put on the list. Yeah. Only on the list because when I was playing the 999 and VLR games on DS, I was really into this, like the mystery aspect of people getting put in a situation where they don't like and everyone's the enemy, and I'm hoping it's that. So I'm kind of just, I've read the brief premise, I've skipped through the trailer, and I'm wanting it to be something that it's probably not.
Well, yes, so apparently they receive an email from the king. At first, his classmates didn't take what they were told seriously, thinking it's a joke. But Nobukai, the only one who knows the real meaning of it, fights against the death game that will soon begin.
See, it could be, if it's well thought out, games and tricks getting played, and it could be all right. Could it be all right?
probably not, no. Like I said, just go watch Battle Royale.
Yeah. That's what this episode is going to boil down to. Let's go and watch that film instead. But this is on my list. Perhaps not permanently, but...
Then, also from a novel, we got Sarido Subibito wa Ryu to Odoro Dances with the Dragons. That first bit may just mean Dances with the Dragons. I don't know. So, I can't remember what this was about, but my notes say, once again, something that should have been a homebrew D&D campaign ended up as a novel and is now an anime.
Yeah. Title's too long. Even if it does just mean Dances with the Dragons. This doesn't do much for me, really. So I'll be skipping this one.
Okie doke. Then, actually, I'm not sure it's even showing up on the list anymore. Maybe it's already been bumped.
Like a Crunchyroll list?
The anime list does not appear to be on there anymore.
So maybe dead in the water.
Got nudged. Okay, next up, we got Girls Last Tour. So if you didn't get enough of children in dire peril in Maiden Abyss, you can now thrill to two girls in the post-apocalypse. It's the Moe the Road. The Moe.
It sounds good. Oh, I see what you did.
It looks quite good, but I tricked me once with Maiden Abyss, not tricking me a second time.
That's a shame. So I'm willing to give this a shot, you know.
Did you give Maiden Abyss a shot?
No, that is already, well, that's it, all ready to watch. That is one of the things, one of the many things that I will get down and work my way through,
I'll give you a warning now that it's for creeps.
I know, I remember you saying, so I'd maybe watch it and never admit to enjoying it, but... but this looks quite cute, not in like a creeps way.
Well, but yeah.
It depends on the peril.
The character designs don't look as laden with potential creeptitude as Maiden Abyss did.
No.
But again, that children in putting children in horrible peril just to wrench some sort of emotion out the viewer or reader doesn't sit well with me. Mm.
Well, I'm assuming these two are going to die at the end. Because it's their last tour. It's the last tour of
possibly. I believe there are other characters in it. Spoiler alert. But yes. But if you don't get, if that doesn't sate your people driving around the post-apocalypse on the motorcycle, then you've also got Kino's Journey, The Beautiful World, the animated series. Come into Crunchyroll.
No desire. Like, I really liked the series when we watched it, but... because it's not a sequel, I'm not interested. I could not give a toss about this.
Yeah, it's a reboot. So some stuff will be the same stories adapted previously, and there'll be some new stuff as well. And which means it'll probably have worse direction, but there won't be as many digital filters. As I seem to remember, that was my main problem watching the original. Just at that time when everybody was... getting used to digital colouring and they went a bit overboard in places. And also,
see, I don't remember a whole lot from it, though I do seem to think I liked it. So,
well, I remember the arena one, but that's mainly because I stick that joke in the Vic or Trick thing. And I did remember eventually that the bike talked.
See, I can't remember. Did it?
Yes.
I know you've said that before, and I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the bike talks. I'm sure I compared it to Heat Vision and Jack when we did the episode.
Oh, yeah. That's a lifetime ago.
It seems like a long time ago. Yeah, anyway, I didn't like the original, so I'm not watching this one. next up is Taisho Chichai-san, which is a 5-minute gag anime based on a boys' love visual novel. And just in case you're worried, the key art for it that they've released is not an adult holding a child, it is an adult holding a super deformed version of himself.
Oh.
So, yes. Don't have any worries. I don't believe everybody is of the same. Is all adults? They're all.
Yeah, I thought it was going to win me over with that, like holding the weird version of himself. It sounded quite amusing, but nah.
Then you've got Fireball Humorous, which are some 5th anniversary specials for Fireball. A CG show which aired on Disney in Japan that fans of the show try and convince me that it's great. I've never watched it. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, it says 3 eps. That's what I thought. I think there's like 1 episode a month.
I don't remember seeing this on the list when I came to look at what was happening, you know. Maybe that's a sign that I looked at it and thought, nah.
Anyway, yeah, I didn't watch it, so 5th anniversary special isn't going to set my world on.
Suddenly win you over.
Anyway, here's the thing I was getting confused with Suki Pro thing, is Dynamic Chord, which is also a visual novel this time round, and it's They're a series of dating sim games about the dynamic chord record label. And so, like Suki Pro, this has loads of boy bands in it. And unlike the games, it appears to not have any of the player standing characters. So it is just the boy bands, no romance.
What, so it's just following them around?
Yeah, I believe so, yes. So it seems to be exactly the same plot as the Suki Pro thing.
Yeah.
Of like, and I say plot. There's no plot presented in either case. It's just like, here's a load of fake boy bands.
Whereas that could be its charm. That could be the beauty of it.
Yeah, well, I was looking online, and it was like the dating sim games have got like different plots each time, so it's like a different person falls in love or has to pick which boy band member they're going to fall in love with.
Yeah.
So it would be a bit weird, I guess, if you had to have like three different female leads stuck in there. Anyway, won't be watching it. So,
if you had to pick one to watch, would you be picking this or the Suki Pro?
Well, I may probably pick the next thing, which is Idol Master Side M. Which
there's
is
another one. Yes, Jesus,
more boy bands. Yeah, this is the male Idol Master.
I mean, I think it's a good idea that they're doing this. It makes sense for them to do this kind of thing. But I was going to say who's going to watch this, but there's going to be loads of people that are going to watch this. It's going to be big, I can tell.
Well, I don't know how big Side M Idol Master is. I'm guessing it'll be big based on how relatively popular the game version is.
And the game is another dating style thing?
It's an Idol Master type thing. So I don't know what you do. You just manage a band, don't you? It's more like a football manager. That's my uneducated guess about what happens in an Idol Master. And then you make those music videos.
I've never even considered what you do in those games, to be honest. Now I'm super intrigued because I can't imagine people getting into a football manager style game involving bands. But perhaps, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, how much people got into Football Manager.
Yeah, perhaps. You don't even need... Yeah, even I've played Football Manager. I don't like football, so maybe there is that number crunching that people get into.
Yeah, you are the producer who works with a group of prospective pop idols at a talent agency. Yeah, okay, yeah. So it's a raising simulation rhythm game, apparently. Those are the things.
Oh, if it's got rhythm stuff involved, then that's fine, then. In fact, I've played one. I'm sure... Was there a Love Live mobile game?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm sure that's the same game, basically, but obviously reskinned-ish.
Well, Idol Master is more complicated because it's been on...
Oh, is it?
Because you've seen... Because that's how they made that...
that music video.
Extravaganza. Various other things, yeah. There's a bit more to it than that. But it's obviously fascinating enough that it holds up Berserk every so often, so.
What a shame. What a damn shame.
I don't know if he's into Side M as well, but...
That's all we need. Another thing to delay.
I'm going to bet whatever CG is in Side M is better than the CG in Berserk. Next up, Land of the Lustrous, talking of CG. This is based on a comic, which Niles read, I think, the first volume of. Get ready for loads of people making stupid comparisons to Steven Universe, because the characters are gems, and that's where the resemblance ends.
Oh, is that what those... Right. I did watch the trailer. Okay.
And it looks like it's mostly CG from the trailers, and... It looks pretty good when the characters are in full action scenes, but when you actually have to stop and look at the character designs, they don't look quite so good. But the action scenes do look really good, so I should probably watch the first episode and see how it all plays out as a whole. How about you, Anthony? What do you think?
This made the list. I don't know. I find it just a really... Because I presume their hair is the gem. because you see like hair getting shattered, like glass in the trailer.
Oh, they're the gems themselves. Yes.
Ah. But I can't help but find it unique and interesting to look at. It's got its own feel about it. But as you say, I'll watch the first episode and hope it's good. You know, I don't want it to be bad, but it looks good.
Yeah, it's directed by a guy who did a show we liked on Let's Go earlier in the year, Makeruna Akuno Gundan, that short about aliens attempting to invade the Earth. Which has a very good, nice visual style, completely different to this, but I was like, oh, that's good. And also, I think the screenwriter is a guy I like as well, if I remember correctly.
The thing about this, though, it looks like there's too many gems characters.
28, I've, apparently.
Exactly. I'm never going to remember. It's probably not important to remember who they are, but I'm never going to remember who's who.
Oh, yes, it's Toshiya Uno is the writer, and they did Gatchaman Crowds. That's the thing I liked. They did before, and Suritama.
Hmm. It looks like easy cosplayers as well, so I think people will perhaps latch onto it, even if it's not great.
How you make translucent wigs, though?
that's a point. That maybe it's not going to be easy to cosplay at all.
Okay, then we've got Yuki Yuna is a Hero, sort of season 2. I never watched season 1, so apparently the first half of this season is a recut of the Yuki Yuna is a Hero movies, and then there'll be episodes which are a direct sequel to the original Yuki Yuna is a Hero series. Having not followed Yuki Yuna is a Hero before, I don't know what that all means.
It looks like it's, to coin a phrase, it looks like it's a bit creepy. It's for creeps, this, I think.
I believe this is...
You believe so?
What's this one? It's based on a novel.
I'll be passing up on this one.
Yep, same here. Then we got Vanishing Line, the show that surprised people by saying, "Surprise, I'm a Garo anime." Except that there was somebody on Twitter who had spotted that the main character did have a Garo symbol on his belt beforehand.
Oh.
And they were going, "Look, I guessed right." what I've seen of Garo, this looks closer to the Garo that I've seen, rather than having the historical or fantasy settings of the last two anime. This has got more like just a few years into the future, near future science fiction setting. And yeah, it looks really good.
It does. Yeah, even if I don't watch and I just wait for Niall to put the fight in his Hell in a Cell panel. Because the fights look great. That's all I'm after with these kind of shows. Good fights.
And then we've got Classicaloid Season 2 with added Wagner and Dvorak.
Is that a good thing for Classicaloid fans?
Oh,
yes,
because it will add more variety, particularly because for some reason Dvorak is a miniature, is a pygmy hippopotamus.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Classicaloid, Anthony?
No, from what you guys have spoke about it in the past.
Well, in Season 8, there was 8 Classicaloids.
Right.
And they're like artificial beings, but who have got the essence of a famous composer as their personality.
Yes, I know that much.
So it's a bit weird that now one of them, they're introducing 2 new ones, and one of them is a pygmy hippopotamus, because up to this point, most of the time, they've been human beings, except in the episode where everyone got turned into fish.
Right. Would I like this?
Possibly not. Because while it has a plot, it doesn't care about getting to it. I won't say it's not that it takes a long time getting to the plot. It literally does not care.
Right, yeah. If there's any way to describe something I wouldn't like, that's usually the words. If it's, but I like the look of the mate. Is it Beethoven?
Yes, character? Beethoven, I would say.
I like the look of him. I think I like the scarf look. But other than that, yeah, maybe it's not.
It's a comedy, so. Mm-hmm. It just had a plot that it kept on. It would tease every so often. Like episode 6, they were like, finally going to explain what's going on, and then didn't really, and then proceeded not to do anything about it for probably at least another 12 episodes.
And none of that is going to change with this second series?
I assume not, no, because everything was wrapped up in the first series, so I don't even know where they're going with the second series.
Hey, how is this hip? Is this hippo thing going to speak?
I don't know.
I don't know whether it's that kind of show, you know. I'll let you do the homework on that one.
Yeah, because when they were turned into fish, they couldn't speak because they were fish. So, anyway, talking animals, Pingu in the City from the creator of Gregory Horror Show and the writer of, and one of the writers of Space Dandy, which made me more excited. But then it is still being made by Polygon Pictures, and I watched the trailer and I was like, it almost looks right, but it occasionally doesn't look right. Like, they're not. It doesn't. Obviously, when it's plasticine,
yeah,
they are physically all there together. Whereas this feels like CG, and yet somehow also feels like in places like they've composited. So it almost feels like while they're all in, the characters are in the same room, they don't look like they're in the same room.
I know what you mean, and I think that would take me out of the magic of Pingu. Because I love Pingu. As a kid, I thought it was great. And that's probably why I don't want to watch this, because I think I'd rather... Can you get Pingu on DVD or anything?
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Because it's the kind of thing you can just chuck on, and you'd laugh. You're going to laugh. Pingu's very funny. Whereas, then again, you see the writer of Space Dandy, like... It could be so bizarre. What if they're traveling in space and stuff like that? What if there's like crazy scenarios to put Pingu in that we've never even thought of?
Yeah. I'm going to guess that no one's going to pick this up for a license. I guess it will eventually show up on whoever currently shows Pingu on TV.
On the UK?
I assume so.
Oh, that would be good.
Do HIT have Pingu?
Couldn't tell you.
I know they like picked up a load. Yeah, HIT Entertainment. I think they do still have Pingu. So that means it will probably show up on Channel 5, I guess. That would be the home of Pingu at the moment.
The home of Pingu.
But yeah, it's all these terrible... this stop-motion things being rethought of into CG. Like the CG Bob the Builder, who looks terrible.
Oh, yeah.
CG, CG Fireman Sam looks terrible. CG Postman Pat looked terrible.
This doesn't look as bad as them.
CG Thomas the Tank Engine looks terrible.
Because this is weirdly got... Although I know it's not plasticine, I feel like they're trying. They're trying to make it look plasticine-y.
You say plasticine, very posh.
Plasticine.
Plasticine.
That's weird. That's funny, that. Yeah, yeah, plasticine. I always have plaster. Hmm. Yeah, if you have a cut, you put a plaster on it.
Yeah, but it's I, not ER.
Ah.
There you go. Mm. Pronunciation Junction. Here on Don't Have Right in the Brain. Okay, next up, Sylvanian Family's mini story, which, based on the trailer, I'm going to say this may have the best CG of the season.
Hold it right there. See, when I saw the title, I thought, I'm not even going to care to look. Because it's a kid's thing. But, like, am I wrong with this? Is it going to...
Well, yeah, it's Sylvanian Families.
Oh, the CG is quite good, isn't it?
It is, yeah. They've got that fur down.
Oh, that's weird.
That flock that is on the surface of Sylvanian Families animals.
Like a peach fuzz looking. That looks better than some cinema. Like, I remember like a series of like a few years where some CGI films look god awful, and this looks so much better. It's not enough, though. I don't think it's enough to make me want to watch.
No, I don't know where it will show if it shows up. I'm guessing it may show up on the Takara Tomy YouTube channel eventually, but I know people would, or it may just get like a DVD release in the UK or something down the line.
Oh yeah, like, do they still sell this?
Oh yes, yes. Somebody I used to work with she had twins, and she was getting annoyed when the twins were getting out of Sylvanian Families and into Scooby-Doo because she wanted to carry on buying Sylvanian Families.
Oh.
Yeah, there's our local independent toy shop here as like a display. It's like one window is all Lego, one window is pretty much all Sylvanian Families.
Wow. Yeah, not for me.
And then we've got Love Live Sunshine, second season. Which will be more Love Live if Love Live's the thing that gives you life?
It doesn't.
You're sorted. And then we got Code Realize, Guardian of Rebirth. This is based on a visual novel which asks the question, what if League of Extraordinary Gentlemen was a harem anime?
This would be it.
This would be it, yes. I'm trying to find the list of characters who are in this as the handsome boys for the female lead to have to pick from. You've got Arsène Lupin.
Woo!
You've got Abraham Van Helsing. You've got Victor Frankenstein. You've got Impey Barbicane. Do you know what
who's that?
From?
No, I don't.
From the Jules Verne story, From the Earth to the Moon.
Okay.
And Count Saint Germain. So, yeah, it's very much ploughing the same field as League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah. But see, it could be great. And then they go ruin it with all this crap.
Apparently, okay, here's the plot, according to Wiki. Cardia lives day-to-day isolated from the world in a restricted abandoned mansion. In order to fulfill her promise to her father, her body carries a deadly poison that rots or melts anything that her skin touches, causing the locals to call her monster. So her father told her to stay away from people and falling in love. But suddenly he disappears. One day her quiet solitude is interrupted when the royal guards break in to capture her. That's when she meets the chivalrous thief Arsène Lupin, who helps her break free. And she heads off on a journey with Lupin to locate her father.
See, that aspect of it sounds all right. Yeah. I think it sounds okay.
Yep. It is a visual novel, though. But the bar of the worst thing from visual novels, we'll get to that shortly, of having your taste offended. We'll get there shortly. Yeah, I don't know. It's a romance adventure, I guess.
Yeah. You know what? I went from not caring to caring slightly.
Okay, I didn't even watch the trailer because it's based on a visual novel, so. Got to reduce things, so that's the easy way of cutting things out. Anyway, yeah, Time Bokan 24, second season. They're supposedly it will be about the bad guys, but that's a gag they've used before in the show, so we'll wait and see.
So is that one for you?
It is, yeah. We did it for Let's Go.
Yeah.
It will be replacing My Hero Academia, and then probably the ratings will go back up. Yeah, this was a show from the first season which you got the idea from the writing that they were surprised how well it did and what demographics were watching it, because they started putting in jokes about who was watching it rather than the kids they probably assumed.
Yeah.
Then.
Oh, yes.
Then. Oh, dear. How do you pronounce it?
Desiree? Desiree, maybe?
Probably something
I'm
like
not
that.
Too sure.
Okay, anyway, this is a visual novel based on an erotic visual novel.
Oh, is it erotic?
It was originally, yes.
Oh, wow.
Then they released a version. They cut all the porn out, but left all the Nazis in. So, it's a load of old tasteless Nazi wizard nonsense, which could fuck right off, because it actually uses real Nazis as some of the characters.
But oh, really?
Dressed, turned into Bishonen.
Oh, so they're trying to make Nazis, like, cute and sellable.
Yeah, fuckable. I think fuckable is...
Oh, yeah, well, I didn't want to, you know, I like to keep it clean.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this looks like absolute trash, and I think you're going to really learn what sort of people are by who likes this show.
It was on my list, but I didn't know all this extra, tidbits.
I think pretty much every single character in the show is a Nazi, or some incarnation of the Nazi.
Right. I'm surprised they're getting away with that. Like, you've got to be careful. Especially sexualizing or putting
I'm sure that won't. The sexualization will probably won't be in the TV version.
Mm. Oh well, maybe this ain't on the list. Maybe it's for my own pride. I'll avoid it just in case.
yeah. So I say it's Helsing's fault, I guess.
Helsing's fine though.
It is, but it cuts it close. But at least that has like a very clear, these are the good guys.
Yes.
Thing, whereas I don't think this has that there.
It's a bit of a grey area.
Yeah, all the good guys are still Nazis.
Ah.
I can't quite tell what's going on from the description. I know there's like a couple of characters who get the superpowers who are Japanese schoolboys. Everyone else seems to be a Nazi, or... And then there's some people who don't have superpowers, who presumably are just victims.
Mm.
Anyway, that was far more than I cared to learn about it. I just wanted to make sure...
Yeah, you know a lot. I mean...
Yeah, I was fully investigating that I did not want to watch this. So I was like...
Usually you don't have that much ammo to not want to watch something. You just say, yeah, I'm not going to watch it.
I was like... my first thing was like, there's an awful lot of Nazis in that. Production art. And I was like, who is actually supposed to be the main character? And particularly because there's like a shot with two sides looking like they're about to leap into a fight, and there's Nazis on both sides. It's like, what?
Who are we rooting
Come
for?
Come on, guys, yeah. Okay, anyway, Two-Car next. I think it's original anime. It's motorcycle sidecar racing. And it looks super generic and may just be an excuse to draw butts.
Do the two racers fall in love, or their siblings?
They need some bond. Everybody's cute girls.
Right.
That's it.
That's definitely a reason to not care.
Well, it might be if it looked good.
No, I mean the motorcycle sidecar racing just on its own. There's more exciting things. Like so much more.
Apologies to all motorcycle sidecar racers listening to the podcast.
Well, I'm not even going to try and defend. There's nothing to defend. Like, I like things that I wouldn't like to see a show about.
Yeah, you're much happier watching a show all about Nazis rather than watching motorcycle sidecar racers.
Well, I've got, at least it's a bit more exciting, perhaps. I'm not even going to say it. Dark.
This looks pretty bad.
Yeah.
Production.
Whatever happened to that cycling anime from. It had the Stig and stuff. That's another boring thing.
Motorcycling, not cycling. You say cycling and your brain goes to Yaomusha pedal.
That's right. Not that one. Whatever happened to that? Did that get big? Because that was dull.
No.
Dull.
This looks duller from the trailer, so. Take it. Take what you will from that. Next up, we've got The Ancient Magus's Bride, which I forgot to put on the list because apparently they aired like the first three episodes in some showings in July.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. I mean, I want to say it's about time Not that I've ever read the manga or anything, but
did
I've
watched the OVAs.
No, but I keep seeing this character pop up on Twitter and on the internet.
Yeah, I've no idea. I mean, all I know is the character design.
Yes, it's
a pretty good character design. I don't know anything else about it, whether it's a good comic, a bad comic, what the story is.
It sounds a little dark. From the quick synopsis I read, is basically there's a girl who's held in captivity. I don't know whether the guy with the head thing is the captor or not, but it sounds a little dark. But as I say, I've always wanted to know more about this character with the skull head thing.
Well, now you can.
Yeah, and it's on my list. It's on the list.
And by the way, you can get multiple Pingu DVDs.
Brilliant. I want a big box set that sits in like an igloo.
You probably won't be able to get that.
Ah, damn it.
The box set here, it says, is, I think, out of print because it's £30. But you can get Pingu Platinum Collection.
Whoa!
The very best of Pingu, featuring Pingu's music video.
That's £5.99.
£4.79 I've got here.
Oh, it's... God,
it's a massive runtime of 90 minutes, Anthony.
I felt like there should be more Pingu than that.
Oh, yeah, there is. This is just the very best of Pingu.
I want it all. All or nothing.
Well, the problem is they don't release many kids' shows like that.
No, I guess not.
Because they're basically desperate parents' prices. So it's like, I've got to give something to shut my child up. £5 is a lot easier to spend.
There was 157 episodes and one special. That's impressive. Very impressive.
Righty-ho. Next up, we've got Card Fight Vanguard GZ. Sorry. Card Fight Vanguard G:Z.
Oh, thank God. I didn't know what you were talking about there.
Yes, it's apparently the fourth sequel within the second series. I don't know what that means. Hey? I didn't know that you were allowed to name your anime letter colon another letter.
Second sequel,
the fourth sequel in the second series. So I assume this is the fourth Card Fight Vanguard G series.
Right. Okay.
And I assume there must be something different to Vanguard G to the other one.
We'll never know. Well, I know I won't.
Well, apparently it was Card Fight Vanguard G, Card Fight Vanguard G, Girs Crisis, G-I-R-S Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Then Card Fight Vanguard G, Stridegate.
Well, one sounds exciting.
Then Card Fight Vanguard G next, which is the current one. So this would be the fifth. Yeah, so this is actually the fifth of the second series. Yeah, so whoever wrote that would got it wrong. Me, I wrote it, but I copied it from somewhere else. So no, this is the fifth in the fifth. There'd be the fourth sequel, the fifth season of the second series. There's been eight seasons. No, this will be the ninth season overall of Card Fight Vanguard. It's a good job we didn't get hooked when we watched that one episode.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty. I remember quite enjoying it as well.
Yes, because it was actually like there wasn't any fantasy element to it. It was just people actually playing cards.
Yeah. God.
I wonder confusing. If it's confusing. I wonder if it's completely unhinged now.
Oh yeah, it's the biggest fantasy show. It's just insane.
No, it looks like it might still be exactly the same. Because it's like, the main characters have gone their separate ways by enrolling in different schools. They later form their own teams to enter the Vanguard Under 20 Championship. That's from next. Anyway, this won't be a jumping on point for me.
No.
Next up, we've got It'd Be Good If Only Little Sister Was Here. This is based on a novel, as you might have guessed with that title. And so, a fan of the novel on my anime list had posted things saying a thread called "To all newcomers to the franchise, this is not an incest." I'm saying if you have to do that, it's still for creeps.
You've got to respect that attempt. It's a valiant effort, but it's a dodgy title. I want to know what happens. Just
the thread is like people say, well, yes, it isn't at the moment, but that doesn't mean it's not going to turn into one later.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to get the creeps on board, and they can't escape. Yeah, needless to say, this is like, I'd rather watch nothing than this.
Then we got, based on the comic, Children of the Whales. This was the thing which had completely slipped by me, and I shall now add to my Google Keep list. Because the trailer looks really good. The animation looks really good. The backgrounds look really good. I'm not much of a fan of the overwrought emoting that's going on, but it does look nice.
I'm on board for like anything that tries to tug at the old heartstring, and I'm on board.
Yeah, you see, I'm cynical, and I see it as hack ways of trying to tug on the heartstring.
Hey, what's it actually about? I didn't want to spoil.
Well,
too
I assume
much,
it's
but...
Children of Whale.
I'm under the impression that they're trying to protect the whales. I don't even know.
I don't know. There's no description on the Wikipedia page as to what the plot is. Here we go. What does it say on my anime list, though? Chakuro is the 14-year-old archivist of the Mud Whale, a nigh-utopian island that floats across the surface of an endless sea of sand. 9 in 10 of the inhabitants of the Mud Whale have been blessed and cursed with the ability to use Saimia, special powers that doom them to an early death.
Oh.
Chakuro and his friends have stumbled across other islands but have never met, seen, or even heard of a human that wasn't from their own. One day, he visits an island as large as the Mud Whale and meets a girl who will change his destiny.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm willing to try this. It's could be good.
Then we've also got Blend S, based on a comic, where apparently the Slice of Life anime generator pumped out the word cafe. And it's about people opening a cafe.
That's not Polar Bear Cafe, so I'm not interested.
Yeah, exactly. Then we've got Himutu Umaru-chan R, a sequel to another show where people might post all newcomers to this franchise. This is not an incest. Now, people weren't creeped out by the first season, but I don't think it adapted the chapter that creeped me out when I read some of the comic.
What creeped you out about? Because I know nothing more than the design of the character.
Yeah, so
that's about it.
There's like no hint of like the brother being interested in his sister or the sister being interested in brother. But there is one arc where the brother is going on a business trip with who is in theory would be his romantic interest, and then his sister follows them and ruins it.
That doesn't sound too
deliberately
creepy.
Ruins it though.
Well, she's looking out for a brother. Is the girl a bad
no,
person?
No, that's the thing. If you read the comic, you'd be like, oh no, that they should be together, and therefore it's creepy that his little sister has gone along to ruin it deliberately. Anyway, it's not for me, and I wonder at what point it will overstep a mark for the people who do think it is for them.
Yeah, I'll pass up on this one. Didn't watch it back then. I ain't gonna start.
I'm sure it'll generate many GIFs, though.
Oh, yes.
Hazuki no Reitetsu, second season. I've still not finished season one. I did enjoy it, but we weren't doing Let's Go at that point. And so, therefore, I didn't finish it.
Doesn't get watched.
At least with Let's Go, I finish things. All the things I'm watching never finish.
Mm.
Like Dragon Ball Super. Or in the case of Shonen Shibe, they stop and start at random points. So you think, has it finished? Has it finished? Has it finished? Oh, no, it started up again. Right. Yeah, so this is a comedy set in the afterlife and how much bureaucracy is involved in punishing sinners.
I like the look of the main character, but I don't know. The fact that it's a comedy, I don't know whether it'd be my kind of comedy. I'm so funny with comedy. I'm so dodgy with this.
Are you just frightened to watch anything in case you don't find it funny?
Yeah, and then I get annoyed because you see other people, this show is hilarious, and you think there's nothing funny there. And I understand that it's all subjective anyway. But I don't know, I get rubbed up the wrong way when I'm in a room full of people and everybody else in the room is laughing and I'm sat in silence, and then I laugh at something and nobody else finds it funny. Maybe it says more about me.
Yep. Along with your list of things you're interested in for the season.
My list's a killer list.
Yeah, it's full of shows about killers.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
Next up, we got Anime Guitarists. Or Guitarists? Yeah, that sounds about right. Anyway, three girls form an anime research group. So it's basically a less cute version of Let's Go.
Oh, God. Imagine.
Don't have to imagine. So what? I listen to it weekly.
No,
you
but
you could hear how cute we are on that.
You guys getting a show. It would just, I would be creased. So what are they researching? What? Is this going to have references to real shows?
I'm going to guess you have to watch to find out, Anthony.
Because if it does have references to real things, that might be a little thing to get some people on board and be interested. Has the potential.
While they stand against the student council's continuous efforts to disband their club and they ignore the impending end of the world, they talk about anime, whether in Akiba or in real life, sacred place, anime settings, or the hot springs. That sounds very clumsily translated.
Yeah. I think I'm safe to say I won't watch this, actually.
Yeah.
The translation's fault. That's what ruined it.
Then we've got Blood Blockade, Battlefront, and Beyond. So get ready for all the American watchers of this making many Bed Bath & Beyond jokes.
What's a Bed Bath & Beyond?
It's a shop.
Ah, okay. Okay. It's about time this show came back. Give me an excuse to watch the last episode.
Yes.
Of the first series. Because when I knew it wasn't going to be on for a while, I was like, I'll hold off watching. I'm not as...
And they just carried on holding off. I've done the same yet. I haven't finished watching the first season yet either. Different director this time, but same animation director.
Yeah, I had to watch the trailer, even in fear of spoilers, but it still looks really good.
Yeah, I don't think the trailer spoils anything for you, really.
Nah, thankfully. I suppose what they do.
Yeah, if you've read the comic, you just go, oh, look, they're doing that story. That's about as far as it goes.
Yeah, definitely on board.
I think I've got all the comic that's been published in English so far. I don't think whether it's stalled, whether there's nothing left to translate, or what the deal is.
A hard copy as well, or...?
Yeah.
Ah. Good stuff.
But yeah, looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Because the first season was great, and this looks pretty great. And I think it might just be sticking to the comic stories this time. And I have to say, I did prefer the stuff from the comic rather than the original stuff in the first season.
See, I wasn't really aware of what was original and what wasn't in the first series, so it's tough. I can't really say. Can't comment.
Then we've got Recovery of an MMO Junkie, which is coming to Crunchyroll, in which a just-made-redundant 30-year-old woman decides to become a neat and reinvents herself as a handsome man on an MMORPG.
See, I don't need to know anything more to say that I'll be watching this.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
Yeah, I read the description, I looked at the trailer, I was like, oh yeah, this is quite clever, because the characters in the MMORPG have different voice actors to the real-life versions of themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. This could be... I mean, I like MMORPGs in other mediums as well, like Sword Art Online, all that jazz. So I would always give it a try.
But yeah, this one is actually about them, really, rather than a oh my god, I'm trapped in it.
Oh, I'm going to die if I die in the game thing. Yeah, it's going to get watched. Or
but
tried
at the same time, he doesn't resemble an MMORPG properly. It will still annoy me in the same way that other things have done. Anyway, more music. You've got Wake Up Girls Shinshu. Anyway, I've not watched Wake Up Girls before. Won't be starting now.
Nope.
Then we've got My Girlfriend is a Show Bitch. Which is a high school sex comedy which looks quite poor.
What, poor as in bad looking or poor as in...
poor as in bad
lewd humour.
It's full of lewd humour, but it looks poorly executed lewd humour.
Right.
I'm fine with lewd humour. But this looks like a very bad example of this type of genre.
Hmm.
And I take it you're not interested, Anthony. I should ask.
It's not really my cup of tea.
Then you've got Inuyashiki coming to Amazon Prime. This is based on the comic by your fellow Gantz, which is all complete. If you got Crunchyroll manga, you can read it all right now.
I didn't know that was on there.
And in this, I didn't either till very recently. I was like, oh, wait, what? Spoiler for the first episode, an old man and a teenager are turned into robots. One of them commits acts of heroism and the other is a psychopath.
Oh, I didn't know there was that little bit of a twist. The manga looks incredible. I did watch the trailer for this and thought it looked really good, but this might be a one. This might be the one. The shocker for me that...
Yeah, it looks like a mix of CG and 2D. Well,
yeah.
All CG, but 3D CG and 2D. And it's Keiichi Sato overseeing it, coming straight off Rage of Bahamut onto this.
Nice.
What I've read of the story so far. I'd say it's better than Gantz. It's got some of the same problems as Gantz, but it's almost a feature at this point of... There's a lot of kids these days could be printed on a lot of the pages.
Oh, so presumably the old man is the good guy and...
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The old man's the main character.
Mm-hmm. So is he trying to fight his grandson? Does he chase him?
He's
or
not related.
Right.
You'll see when you watch it what happens to them. Saying
it sounds pretty good, though.
Isn't really covering everything.
I'm intrigued.
The action is laid out in the comic is laid out better than Gantz.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as cluttered, it's clearer, you can follow the action through better, and there's some meta stuff in there as well. There's a couple of characters are discussing Gantz at one point because it exists as a comic in this world.
Pretty good.
I'm going to guess they probably won't get away with all this One Piece references which are in the comic in the anime. There's a lot of stuff where teenage characters are discussing what their favourite comics are. So
yeah. Oh, this looks great. Like the more I'm looking at the scans of the manga. And...
You don't have to look at scans. You can watch Reader and Crunchyroll manga. I just told you, Anthony.
No, I mean, when I say I'm just on Google Images.
Okay,
I'm not
right, yeah.
intending to... nefarious means to read it, but I'd rather watch it anyway initially to give it a chance. But oh, look, I'm excited for this now. It was on the list, but yeah, I'm a little more intrigued now.
And it's finished, so
no that's
need
a good
for a
sign.
Bullshit ending. So I don't
yeah.
know whether this is going to be one season or two seasons. We shall see. Then next up, you got RoboMasters, the animated series, which is a tie-in to a massive Chinese robot programming engineering sports events, which I watched a Vice documentary about on YouTube, and so can you if you want to find out what the deal is.
Mm.
So this is tied into that. So it's kids making robots, programming robots and drones to compete in sports.
Yeah.
Presumably to encourage you to take part or buy the toys. Or kits, probably, I imagine, rather than toys at this point. But anyway, if you're looking for an anime, if you're waiting for the anime to be about drones, this is it. Then you've got March Comes In Like a Lion, second season. I had to remind myself what board game it was about. It's about Shogi. I didn't watch season one, so I won't be watching season two.
As I am, I have that same mentality where I'm not going to watch a second season, obviously, but I feel like I sometimes miss out on a lot of good shows.
Yeah, well, my attitude is that currently there are more shows I'm interested in than I'm going to have time to watch. So I'm quite happy to find reasons not to watch things.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I always have a list that I barely dabble in, and then I'll come back to it in the future. But there is a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, so hopefully I've got a list here of, in an ideal world, this would be what I'd be watching weekly. For Let's Go. This is including stuff already on Let's Go that's carrying on. So I'll be watching Inuyashiki, Classicaloid second season, Blood Blockade Battlefront and Beyond, Time Bokan season 2, Black Clover, Infinity Force, Vanishing Line, Mr. Osomatsu 2, The Ancient Magus's Bride, Dragon Ball Super, Bono Bono, Welcome to the Ballroom, Magical Circle Guru Guru, Shonen Ashibe, and just added Children of the Whales.
Recovery of an MMO Junkie?
Oh, yes, I should add that one as well.
There's that as well.
So, but realistically, that ain't happening.
It annoys me, because you're right what you're saying. It's never going to happen, because that's just... It's a lot of stuff.
It is, yes. Yep.
It's a good thing, because it means there's good stuff coming out.
And there's still things with no confirmed dates that I haven't mentioned yet either, so...
Yeah.
Not that I'm interested in those anyway, but and hopefully some of these will end up in Netflix jail, so I don't even have to worry about it.
Netflix jail. Yeah, to think you can always go back at a later date, but the problem with that is there's more other things that come out, and it never happens, and you miss out on something decent. Life's not fair.
Well, no, it is, because think of all those other times where we've done these in the past, and there's been like one show we've been interested in.
That is a good point. But those seasons are good because then you catch up on the previous stuff
you miss. I don't think you do.
You don't.
So something's got to give. So I imagine we'll watch a few first episodes of things and we'll say, nope, not making it. I'm going to guess we'll probably end up watching things we've already seen before we've covered already. It'll mainly be sequels.
Mm-hmm.
Probably with the addition of Inuyashiki.
So is that your number one pick?
No, of the new, totally new stuff, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm more looking forward to Mr. Osomatsu coming back and Blood Blockade Battlefront coming back and Classicaloid coming back.
What about Black Clover? I know you say you don't think it looks quite charming.
I don't think we'll be watching Black Clover beyond the first episode.
See, I'm more... I want to say that because the action in the manga is sometimes hard to keep up with. Although it looks fantastic, I sometimes think, what the frickin' hell's going on?
See, I'd have never had that problem.
I was like that with Naruto as well. There's times there's so much shit on the page and on the panel. I would be lost.
No, see,
and I'd rather see that anime.
Maybe he's got better as it's gone along. I'd accuse My Hero Academia of having that problem more than I would.
I agree, and
Black Clover.
I didn't like. I didn't get into the manga. I recently started watching the series, and I'm not as hung up as everybody else. Just want to put that out there. But yeah, it's a good bunch. Hopefully.
But anyway, if you really want confusing, is read the most recent run of Hunter x Hunter.
Oh, what's happened now?
Actually, it's less confusing as the previous one, but there's a lot of discussing of what's going on, how much information you want to give out to different people.
Right.
Lots of people trying to bluff and second guess, and like parts of a game not being. They know they exist, but they don't know what the nature of them is. It's not really a game either, but it feels like a game the way it's playing out.
I'm super confused now.
So basically, it's all about the succession of the royal family.
Right.
And this is happening as everyone's on their way to the Dark Continent. And so to do this, there's like some sort of... It's like a battle royal between all the princes, pretty much. But they've each been given a Nen beast. They use this magic artifact, and each of the princes is given a Nen beast, which they can't see. And these beasts won't attack any of the princes directly, but they can attack any of the people working for them.
And you don't know whose Nen beast belongs to who.
Yes.
I see. See, that's intriguing. How well that comes across in a comic form. It sounds confusing.
I will say this last run has been a lot better than the previous one. He's explained what's going on a lot better, in part because characters are actually explaining it to other characters. Whereas that fight between... all the names have gone from my head now anyway.
Yeah, I remember you describing this to me. And...
Yes. Yeah, the fight in the last run was far, far too complicated, particularly for someone who couldn't remember all the powers that the Phantom Troop had got. Of course, that was getting simpler now because of what's happening from that. But even
I
that,
need to get back in and read it again.
But yeah, even this arc is still tied into that previous arc. It's a very slow burn, which is made even slower by the slowness of which the comic comes out.
See, that's the thing that concerns me. I always worry that you're going to get midway through something and it's just going to stop again. And it annoys me. Not that I should have no bearing on what gets released, but it puts you off wanting to read and get into it because you think it's just going to cease again.
Yes, well, at this point you kind of know it is.
But he says
he says he'll be back before the end of the year, so.
Well, it's not long, I suppose. It's a couple of months.
But yeah, if you like Kurapika, then this last run is pretty much Kurapika's story.
Good, good. Yeah.
Right, that's it for new anime, though, apart from the four things I didn't mention. If they're coming out. There were some other things I thought were coming out but seemed to have disappeared, and obviously there's one thing we read out which also seems to have disappeared from lists now. So,
which one was that again?
That dragon thing.
Oh, Ride of the Dragons or something.
Something like that, yes. Dances with
the Dragons, yeah.
That's the boy, yeah. So I'm assuming most of these things we talked about are actually coming out. Oh, yeah, so Wikipedia... Oh, yeah, definitely ignore that. Wikipedia now says April 2018 for that Dances with Dragons thing.
Oh, well. So. We can look forward to it then.
Yep.
Excited then.
Or not, in my case. righty-ho, that is Dynamite in the Brain finished for another week. If you liked it, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcast aggregator of choice. Next week on the show, more coughing. And also, Man v. Feud 2. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.